There's been renewed speculation that Czech football star Pavel Nedvěd might come out of international retirement to represent the Czech Republic at Euro 2008, the European Football Championships held in Austria and Switzerland this summer. While he's not directly addressed the issue as yet, his return would almost certainly be welcomed by coach Karel Brückner, currently left with a major void in the midfield. Tomáš Rosický, who succeeded Nedvěd as captain, remains injured and might not recover in time for the kickoff. Jamie Brindley has the story.
The possibility of seeing Czech star midfielder Pavel Nedvěd wearing his country's colours again has come to the fore, fueled by uncertainty over the fitness of current team captain Tomáš Rosický. Rosický looks doubtful to appear this summer due to a knee injury which has now plagued him for months. This leaves the national side lacking a key playmaker as well as a natural leader. As Euro 2008 approaches, the question of whether Pavel Nedvěd could be called up to fill the position has become more and more pressing. Marek Bilek writes for the Czech daily Sport.
Rosický couldn't be there, couldn't be in the European Championship. The chances are smaller and smaller when he will start there. Nobody exactly know which problem does he have. Yeah. But he missed more than 2 months, and it's a long break just now, and still chances to play for him play there is smaller and smaller. A logical step is call to Pavel Nedvěd, and the chance of Pavel Nedvěd to play there increase with Rosický's absence.
Pavel Nedvěd has long been a leading and hugely respected figure in European football. In 2003, he won the Ballon d'Or for European Player of the Year and represented his country consistently up until 2004. He retired for the first time following the Czech Republic's highly praised bronze finish at Euro 2004, only to come out of retirement to give the national side a crucial boost in the World Cup 2 years later. Even now, he continues to compete at the highest level for Juventus in Italy's prestigious football division, Serie A. Sports writer Marek Bilek again.
My colleague was in Juventus 2 matches, it was 3 weeks ago, and he said to me, Pavel Nedvěd was the best player on the pitch. Yeah. He is still in absolutely form. He is a world-class player, yeah, still. And that's the reason why he should be in a national team, if he want, because he is still the best player in Czech Republic, absolutely, in this moment.
Some in the football world have speculated that it could be unsettling for some players if Nedvěd were to suddenly return, not least because of his absence in qualifying. But it is indisputable that his great experience as well as talent would be a bonus, from which younger players playing alongside him would certainly benefit. Marek Bilek once again.
He's a big fighter, and he can show other players how beat opponent, yeah, and everybody who see how much he want win can follow him, and it's his big attribute. Yeah. It was seen in last World Cup in Germany. He was the best player. Even if he missed the whole qualification, yeah, he went to World Cup and he was Czech best player, and he was absolutely the best prepared for World Cup.
For now, it is anyone's guess whether Pavel Nedvěd will be called upon by Karel Brückner, and no one really knows whether the player himself would be willing to come out of retirement yet again. If he does line up for the opening match against European Championship host Switzerland in June, few doubt he could rejuvenate the Czech team, not only with considerable skill, but also a fierce desire to win.
Jamie Brindley ending that report on a possible return to the national team of Pavel Nedvěd.